More often than not, you get what you asked for, right? But if you don't ask, you get bupkis. So ends our lesson. Now we'll have a collection. No, I'm prepared. I am. So love and happiness. Are you waiting for it? Yes. I'd be happy this Thanksgiving if somebody loved me. Are you waiting for it, or are you willing to be it? This is the question. And there's only one answer. Well, there are two answers. Yeah. I either will or I won't. There came a point as I studied the science of mind when I realized that, you know, no matter what it is, the odds are always 50-50. It either will or it won't. And the deciding factor is me, of where am I in the equation? Where am I in this creation? Because without my participation, without my willingness to be the creative outlet of all there is in God, all there is in life, all there is that love wants to express by means of me, if I'm not willing to be that, ain't going to happen. She ain't coming. And so if there's love and happiness that you're wanting in your life, be prepared to be it. To be willing to be it. To be willing to be the outlet for it. This is quite a simple teaching. And as I always say, but even I can't hear it enough, it is so simple and elegant, and it is the most demanding of all. And what creative people know, and that's all of us, that's every human being to some degree, some more than others, but what creative people really know is that, yes, it's theirs to do. To be willing to be open to an experience of life, to be willing to be non-resistant and not unintimidated, is that a word? Unintimidated by life, by opinion, by anything, to pursue that which gives you happiness. When we give of ourselves, by giving ourselves, by participating in the things that make us happy, we are contributing to the healing of the whole world. It becomes, bless you, it becomes an act of love. This is it. This is the whole story. What effective people and creative people understand, because we can be creative without being effective, right? And that our goal here, I mean, it can get pretty messy, right? Yeah. But our whole work here is geared toward awakening that in us so that all of us might be gracious, aware, effective people through our creativity. That's the whole thing. Sometimes the creation takes place as a physical healing, an improved relationship, indeed a work of art, a new experience in the work that I do, or a whole new opening to work. But what effective people understand is they are willing to be responsible for the quality of their life. And that is the work that all grown-ups get to do. Once we are willing to assume responsibility for the quality of our life, there is a lessening of fear, of anxiety. Once we know that really and truly there's no God up in the sky who wants to throw a lightning bolt on us or such foolishness as to send anybody to a thing called hell, that once we realize that that is not any part of the real world or the way the spiritual world works, that's an enormous relief. And then when we realize that other people, they really aren't out to get us. No one really is seeking to keep you down. If we have that feeling, sometimes it's because we're in some kind of relationship with somebody who might be more afraid of life than you are, and so they act out in a certain way. But if we are each and every one of us willing to assume responsibility for the quality of our own lives, in that moment we get to determine what love and happiness look like. And when we do that, and here is the beauty part of the way Spirit works in the equation, is when we finally, at long last, assume full responsibility for our lives, there is also released, almost like a fragrance, a divine energy as well, and those things that we cannot do for ourselves that we find life does for us. But first we must do everything that we know is ours to do for ourselves, and that begins with assuming full responsibility for the quality of your own life. It's what the old scripture means when it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Especially for those of us that live in Southern California, it is so benign and so beautiful most of the day, there is nothing to interfere with you doing anything that would make you be joyful and glad. You leave your house, you know, hands on hips, and you go, "Well, my God, this is a lovely day. What are you going to do with it?" I've lived in Wisconsin. I know what the weather can do to you. That is not anybody's reality here. It's so beautiful and so supportive. I was going to say one thing, I'll skip that and I'll say something else. Do we know the names Charles and Ray Eames? They were industrial designers and furniture designers. And I met them through work that I used to do, and I remember having a conversation. So this was firsthand with Ray many years ago. And they were smart kids, and they went to school in at Cranbrook, rare as Cranbrook, in Michigan. And they specifically moved to Southern California right after World War II because there was nothing here. There was no culture. There were no traditions. There were no institutions. There was UCLA and USC. The LA County Museum didn't exist. There was no establishment. There was no in-crowd. They wanted to be in a place that of race mind, of collective unconscious, was as benign as the weather is, because they really wanted to create a breakthrough in their particular discipline, which was industrial design, which turned into media and furniture and a few other things. And they really were enormously influential in the way the second half of the 20th century looked. Now, that may not work for everybody. Some of us might need or enjoy a tight container to do our experimenting within. Nevertheless, we are here, and we are still in a place where we enjoy enormous freedom. Now, there are enormous resources as well that meet that freedom. Whatever it is that you think that you want to do, that you want to heal, or that you want to create, you know, there just ain't no good reason why it can't happen. Sorry about that. I think maybe that this really might wind up being one of the hallmarks of the 21st century. Now, this really is a time of enormous access and enormous freedom, because even though all the other tight containers are disappearing, this is only good news for anybody that wants to achieve anything or be anything or do anything and experience love and happiness. And you have an understanding, if you are here, of the nature of God, to know that God is love. It is life. It is a creative process, and it exists only to create and to support your desire to create. That's the way it is. So I guess the question is, you know, what would you do with it? Doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing right now. But for every one of us, what I know for sure is that there is fine-tuning, at least, that can be done in every area of our life. And if we will commit to an outcome, that's a big commitment. If we will commit to an outcome as a creative center and a creative influence, you have every right to expect the assistance of life itself and every right to expect improved conditions in every area of life. If you will commit to the possibility of that outcome. Well, I can't commit to, you know, everything. I can't do everything. You don't have to do everything. What we are taught in the science of mind is that we need to know the quality of the thing we are seeking. That is the outcome. To commit fully to that. And then you don't have to do everything. You will find people that will help you on the way. They will be people you work with, people in community, people that share interests with you. It doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to assume responsibility for every task. We have to assume responsibility and be committed to the outcome we are seeking. This is what creative people know, who are creative and effective. And that's what all of us want to be, for sure. Dr. Holmes, in his book, Creative Mind and Success, this book is almost 100 years old. Not this particular paperback. But this was the first book that Ernest Holmes published in 1919. And it's got some good stuff in it. It is not gender inclusive, but it is intended to be. The man who can control his thoughts can have and do whatever he wishes to have and do. Everything is his for the asking. He must remember that whatever he gets is his to use, but not his to hold. Creation is always flowing by, and we have as much of it as we can take and use. I've been reading this and studying this and really giving a lot of thought, followed up by action, to these simple ideas for decades now. And when I read this, I go, oh, golly, I still always understand these at deeper levels, and I see words that I never noticed before. Like when he says, you can have anything you want as long as you ask for it, right? You must remember that whatever you get is yours to use, but not to hold. Oh. I must be willing to what? To give it away. You know, how does a singer hold on to a performance? That's the magic. You practice your craft, you be prepared, you place yourself at the threshold of opportunity, and you release it. Can't happen again, quite like that. Can't happen again. Creation is always flowing. Are you in the flow of life? Many of us are not. Some of us don't know that we're not. So as Cher would say, snap out of it and get in the flow of life so you can take advantage of and be supported by the self-givingness of spirit, this flow of energy, this flow that is life. Dr. Holmes goes on to write that all we have to do, if we want what we want, all that we have to do is to believe this and act as if it were so, never wavering, not even once, no matter what happens. That's the kind of a sentence that you can read and it almost sounds like blah, blah, blah. All we have to do, as if it's so easy, is to act as if it were so, never wavering, not even once, no matter what. No matter what? Aren't there some exceptions? No. How do you do, I don't know how you do this. Most of the time I understand. And I can guarantee you, based on my personal life experience, most of the time is pretty potent. If I really believed with all my heart, acted as if it were so, I never wavered, not even once, no matter what happened, I'd probably explode like a poodle in a microwave. I don't know what that would be like. But most of the time it's pretty good. It'll get you there. I guarantee you. I guarantee you, based on my life experience. To be effective, gracious, considerate, creative is what is up for every single human being on this planet. There is no phoning it in ever again for anybody. There is no boss, there's no institution, there is no safety, there's no net. In the world that I was born into, I remember my grandfather telling me that between the ages of 55 and 65 are your peak earning years, young man. Yeah, let's laugh together. They are your peak earning years. Why is that? Because you worked like a dog when you were 20 and 30-something, and then between 55 and 65, you have the highest level of income with the least amount of work. That was the world I was born into, and that almost all of us were born into. That's not the way we live now. Most of us get to 50, and we're desperate to try and figure out a way to stay at the table. It is so important for every one of us, A, not to be afraid of it, but to see it for what it is. There's nothing out to get you. Life is just different, and there are enormous opportunities for every single human being if you are willing to be responsible for the quality of your life and you remain committed to your outcomes. You can make that commitment right now. You can put it off till mañana. You can use the month of December if you're a ritual-oriented person and maybe build some energy around some ideas. I've made this commitment for myself. I got an idea. I got a plan. I'm gathering allies personally. I expect other things to be happening. Yes, I invite every single one of you to do the same thing, knowing that you will always be supported here. Because what's most important for me and what's most important for the world is that there be effective, gracious people that really know something about love and happiness. God bless you, friends.